Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Streets is talking.
Streets is talking radio, man. Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Shout out to the Hotel Bull, my man T-Ro. Joel the G, what's poppin', baby? Yeah. You heard it here first, by the way. Streets is watching, sports is popping. L Boogie and T-Ro, no other option. The Streets is talking radio live Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time, Freestyle Fridays. You heard it here first when you stepped into that asylum. Joel's the G, L.A. banging, them niggas wildin'. T-Ro from that redneck state, I'm talking Dallas. That's why he run with nothing but shooters like he and Maverick. L Boogie from the cutthroat state, land of the heartless. And even though he good, I still got him regardless. He and me, the gold mine music empire. The Streets is talking, the radio's live, tune in to fire. Yeah. Streets is talking radio, man. Tune in every Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Shout out my man L Boogie, T-Ro, Juelz the G. Shout out to Dallas, L.A., Cleveland. I go by the name of the finesse people. Go on my music empire. Streets is talking. Tune in.
The Streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop, man. Always got my home, my home Izzle, Juelz the G from L.A., California. My other co-host, as usual, in that right corner pocket, T-Ro from Dallas, Texas. I'm your host, like Finesse said, from Cleveland, Ohio, L Boogie. What the deal, Ro? It's Marvelous Monday, baby.
Yeah, you know what it is. What's going on, man? It's hot, you know. And we back, you know, the weekend it came and gone, and man, whew, what a weekend. What's up with you on this Monday? What's up, Juelz? I see you, baby. What's up with you, buddy?
Oh, man, just, you know, recuperating, man. Like I said, man, Friday, you know, had Brooklyn. She came into the world, man, new member of the La Familia, you know what I mean, my grandbaby. So, you know, newest member to the Meeks family, the Meeks and Hudson family, man. Big up.
Yeah, man, ain't nothing like the first day of school, you know what I mean? Everybody love the first day of school. So, man, big up to, you know, everybody that's back in school and for those who just starting again, you know, today. So, man, school is back in, football's back, in the middle of baseball, these guys trying to make that run. You know, the golfing, the PGA championships, we got another first-time winner of a major, you know, for the fifth time in the last five tournaments. And, you know, big ups to my man Duffner, an American, who won the tournament, the PGA Championships. And, you know, that's how it goes. That's how it goes. You know what I mean. So, L Boogie, let me ask you this, man. Today, there's a young fella by the name of Yu Darvish. But the Texas Rangers, man, this dude struck out 15 batters, man, 15 batters. But yet he gave up the no-hit bid in the eighth by giving up a home run. Damn it. What's up with these guys getting so close to these no-hit, you know, these no-hit games, these no-nos in the baseball? You know, it's a big thing, perfect games and no-hitters. What's going on in baseball? It's a lot of pitchers who are, well, getting close, but that eighth and ninth inning are killing them. What's going on in baseball?
That's the purity and the America's pastime that we hope that it gets back to. We hope that it gets back to those one run games because let's not forget, guys getting no hitters and perfect games. Those are far and in between now with this steroid era. Far and in between. So when a guy gets one, you got to applaud him. You gotta fly him a kite and just give him big up, man, because nowadays he gets to the seventh, eighth inning and bow, there goes a blue single. Bow, there's, you know, it's always luck involved mostly with these perfect games and no-hitters in baseball. You get a guy to make an amazing catch at the wall. You might get somebody that might make a catch down the line. But it was very, very impressive. I mean, he's up there with King Felix out there in Seattle. I think they're the young guns of this baseball coming up.
Yeah, man, you're right, and it's just getting better. You know, he struck out 15. He's only one of the few players who have ever, you know, struck out 15, and the only hit that he's given up is a home run. You know, I think the last guy who had such an outing like that was Pedro Martinez when he played for the Boston Red Sox back in the day. So, you know, big ups to you, Darvish, in doing what he did. You know, there are a lot of other good pitchers out there that are getting real close to a no-no. I think we're going to have one before October. And I think it's going to be one of the pitchers that we really don't know. And we're going to have a couple of more before it's all done. And, you know, it's just good to see that baseball is doing what it's doing, even though we're in the steroid era. You know what I mean? And another thing about baseball is that, you know, last year we had a guy by the name of Miguel Cabrera. For those that don't know, he called him Miggy. He won the Triple Crown. And now this year he looks like he's trying to repeat by doing that. The guy hit his fourth home run in 4 days. Is that impressive? Do you think this guy, Miguel Cabrera, can actually win the Triple Crown for the second year in a row?
No question. I think he can win it in it. Mickey, can't you see? I think that he's going to win it. He's going to catch fire and win the Triple Crown. And listen to this. I hope they get back to the World Series because they got some redemption. For real. They need some redemption, man. But, Ro, we might have to go to a quick commercial, man. Something is going on in the studio. We might have to start back.
Well, you know how it is, man. It's the streets. We got, you know, it ain't never perfect in the streets, man. So do what we got to do, you know. Well, you know, I'm pretty sure our folks will hold on. And we'll be right back. You know how it goes, man. Sometimes getting your heads in the clouds will make you go to a commercial, too. You know what I mean?
No question. So let's go to the commercial right quick. And when we come back, we're going to see what's going on.
Already. What's up to the world? What's up? We see you in the city. What's up, everybody?
They want me to sit with them, but what they admitting is they ain't got shit for him. And really the fact is, we not in the same bracket, not in the same league, don't shoot at the same basket, don't pay the same taxes, hang with the same bitches, so how am I in the way, what is it I'm missing, nigga I've been missing, nigga I've been gone, the shit that you just witnessed is this, I've been on, and that's for the critics, tell me I don't get it, everybody can tell you how to do it, they never did it, now these niggas is mad, oh they call me a camel, but I'm master the drought, what the fuck, I'm an animal, half man, half mammal, my sign is a fact, this is just what I plan to do, oh don't be mad. On another level, on another plane already. H-O-V, I got my own lane already. I done cooked up the rock already. So why the fuck can't y'all get hot already? Put your name in the pot already. Niggas compare me with Biggie and Pac already. Like I'm gone already. And I am, nigga, I'm already home already.
Streets of Talk is for a song show with a twist of hip hop. Bro, what you deal, baby? Everybody played a pre-freezing game yesterday, over the weekend. Football season is back.
Already. I want to give a shout-out to my kinfolk, man, playing for the Minnesota Vikings this year. You know, Greg McCoy, hope makes the cut, the 54-man roster. Got a lot of time, you know what I'm saying, in the second half, show the skills. Had three tackles, you know what I mean. Greg McCoy, number 30, former player for TCU. That's what's up. That's my kinfolk. I see you, kinfolk. Good play, baby. Get your grind on. Yeah, it was a lot of exciting games this weekend, though. But what you think, man? Let me ask you this, because this, I must say, I want to ask you this first before I give my take on the young fella. What were your thoughts on the young fella, E.J. Manuel, the quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, which might have the start position when this season starts? What were your thoughts on his game? I know that he's like 16 for 20, a touchdown, 140 yards. What were your thoughts about E.J. Manuel?
First of all, he's a Seminole. So, you know, if he's a Seminole, you know, I'm going to give a shout-out to E.J. Manuel. He's from Florida State, one of my college, you know, football team, by the way, even though we, you know, not looking too good since old Bobby gone. But anyway, I think he did a great job. He took what the defense gave him. He didn't throw anything deep. Most importantly, he didn't throw any interceptions. He looked comfortable back there. It was poised. And I think he's solid right now. Will he be an impact player in the NFL? I don't think so. I don't know. But we will see. We will see. And listen to this, Ro, to all our callers. We might have a technical difficulty. We might shut down in maybe a minute. There's some things going on in the studio. So if we shut down, we're going to try to get back up, call in within the next, like, 15 minutes. You know what I mean? But if not, man, we're going to have to catch you on Friday.
That's the street. Police everywhere trying to shut us down.
Man, before that, I want to say give a shout-out to my man, Coach O. What the deal, Coach? I see you out there. He coach at, you know, Cleveland, Ohio, man, Lakeland Community College, assistant men's basketball coach there. So shout-out to D-Mac. I see you, baby. It's tough out here, man. I think we didn't do something right for the show today.
The sniper got us. Just like getting everybody else in the league, we got three more injuries to pronounce. You know what I'm saying? Give you an update on your man. Running back Jamal Charles carted off today. Man, your boy is a wide receiver for the San Diego Chargers. Malcolm Floyd carted off today. Man, I'm telling you, man, I don't know where this sniper is, but he's doing, boy, he's trapping. Because he's getting players from every city, every team. And he ain't playing. And so big up to the sniper. I want to give a shout-out to the sniper. Because, boy, you doing your due diligence this year. You ain't playing. You're getting everybody. So, you know, I hope these guys can stay healthy, stay in the weight room if you can, or stay in an ice bath or a hot tub or something. We'll get your body right for the league, fellas. You know these boys come at you real hard. You know what I mean? And back on EJ Manuel L. Boogie, I'm going to say the guy impresses. He is a rookie, and yet you see him look like a rookie, but there are times where he looks like he's going to fit in just fine. He played a lot. He played most of the first half, well, actually the whole first half, due to the fact that Kevin Cabo broke B.O.B. as was on the sideline. He's a bag of bones. He had a left knee little injury during practice, and so he wasn't able to play Saturday's game. But, you know, he looked good. I ain't going to lie. I like E.J. Mack, not just because he's a Seminole, but because just the way that he performed in his first preseason game, in his actual first NFL game, whether it be preseason or not. So I think they're going to put up some points. We'll see. But he looked good. You know, once they get C.J. Spiller back in the thick of things and he looked all right, you know what I'm saying, they get that offense going, they just might be able to win a couple, win more a couple of games than they won last year. So big up to E.J. Manuel and the Florida State Seminoles. You know, they produce and put them out there every year. So, yeah, I really like that dude. Let me ask you. Let's move on down, you know, with the sniper being out, with your boy Joe McKnight for the New York Jets, the running back. Can't even make it through practice, got headaches, you know what I'm saying, from really getting concussed, but he trying not to, you know, give him the concussed test fully, you know what I mean? So he had to leave practice today. What's up with the sniper, L. Boogie? The sniper is just traveling. You like this sniper doing what he doing? Or is it on the coaches making these boys practice too much?
Man, the sniper worse than the D.C. killer, man. The streets is talking. And, you know, from my, you know, anonymous reports in the, you know, I'm saying in the locker room, you know, we got a couple guys that's, you know, in the locker room, and they're saying that these accidents, or should I say these injuries that are non-contact, has to do with the turf. Whether it be fake grass turf or whether it be, you know, just grass, they're saying that these, you know, cleats are getting caught in the grass and it's making them tear ACLs or getting a strained foot or those type of injuries. Now, we know that the grass and all that, the turf is 20 times better than it was in 88. So, I can't really give them a pass. The only thing that I can say is that I got to wait for the games for them to get hurt. Any starter needs to sit on the bench until the fourth preseason game. He plays a quarter, and then we save him for the season. Because you try to play these guys, and you know, not anything can happen. It's football, NFL, not for long.
Yeah, you're right about that. Full contact sport, baby.
And Ro, let me ask you this. Since we talking about injuries, the Baltimore Ravens to sew up some of their injuries. The streets is talking. They picked up Brandon Stokely, who's 37 years old, and your boy Dallas Clark, who's 34. What do you think about that pickup with the Ravens?
Oh man. You know what? That's actually great for Baltimore. For the simple fact that, you know, they like to control ball in their system. And so by going out to get Brandon Stokely, I believe Brandon Stokely was on the team when Baltimore won their first championship ring. So good. It's not like he's going to be new to the system. I believe Brandon Stokely fit in perfect with the Baltimore Ravens as he did when he played for them. As far as Dallas Clark, that's big. Because, you know, being in the NFL, it's a copycat league, and some of these teams, a.k.a. New England, Baltimore, are going to the three tight end sets to where, you know, the tight end plays a big part in your offense. And so I believe that Dallas Clark is going to fit right in with Baltimore just as well. You know, it's not going to take, you know, Joe Flacco long to find Dallas Clark because he's that type of tight end and that type of receiver. So Dallas Clark is a receiver that you can trust. You know, when you throw the ball his direction, he 9 times out of 10 makes the catch. So, you know, big ups to Baltimore for filling the gaps. I believe they needed that. And those are a big deal for Baltimore, you know, type of receivers to come in and play a part in their system.
Man, last but not least, before we go to the commercial, your boy RG3, he's saying that he's going to be ready week one. He wants to participate in forward scrimmage contact with 11 guys. Why does RG3 keep putting the pressure on Coach Mike Shanahan like this? He knows that one false move, you're hurt. Shanahan is out of here, and he has to sleep with that he got you hurt again. So why does RG3 keeps put, you know, with the helicopter, keeps, you know, got the propellers rolling, saying that he's going to be starting week one. He wants to play. He's 100%. Stop it. You're not 100%. Wear the brace. Maybe play a couple of snaps. Maybe game 3 of the preseason. And then go from there.
Nah, L Boogie. No, don't even play him in the preseason. That's where RG3 is making the mistake. Why is he putting so much pressure on Mike Shanahan? Because he's young. He thinks he's Thundercat. When you're that young, you think you can just bounce back from an injury. And granted, I believe that he can. He's done it before. But it was on the college level. This is the NFL. This is a grown man league. And if he thinks he can just bounce back and you do the things that he saw a young fella do last year, this is not last year. And you don't play the same position as that young fella. And being a quarterback, you are the most important piece of your puzzle to your team. I believe he's just doing it because he's so young and he feels so good. You know what I mean? But you know how it is, L Boogie. Once you get on that field in between them lines, them dudes black out. And the only thing they see is the ball. And they trying to get the ball or attack you so that you give up the ball. And if RG3, that, you know, he can escape these guys that are playing in the NFL, man, he has to slow down. Because it's impossible to get away from some of these guys in the league, man. Defensive coordinators ain't getting no sleep anymore. They working around the clock, 25-8. It ain't no more sleep. So they have to do. They got to keep going. And they just, man, RG3, calm down, man. Mike Shanahan been in this game a long time. He know how to control you. So slow your roll, Pippen. Slow your roll.
Man, if you're in the asylum, we're going to try to get you in. To all the callers, man, we messed up on the show. Man. If you can hear us, man, we're going to try to get you in. If not, we got to catch you on Friday. The streets is talking. T-Row, Jewel's the G, L Boogie. Hold that thought.
Drink until I overdose. Pull up in the Phantom, watch some bitches catch the Holy Ghost. Every time I step up in the dealer, I be gone, bro. Johnny wanna fuck me as they get on top and roller coaster. I lay back, she go crack. Fuck me good, but she no stack. Murder on that pussy, let her boyfriend get that DOA. Get it? And all I get is Frito-Lay. Plus I'm on probation when they test me at this P-Rose. Last night I went hard, pizza rock, Patron and all. Thunder racks on Madden bottles, I think I was born to ball. Looking like a million plus, fresh from out that corner store. Hater, I be doing me, you got to be doing y'all. I'm stacking money to the ceiling. All this ice that's in my rollie, I be chilling. And I just made a couple million. So I can take care of them shit. Bad bitches in the building. Amen. A couple real niggas in the building. Amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles and she tell me say when and I say church.
Bought my niggas some cane, so much it came with a plane. Bought my niggas some dope, so much it came with a boat. I just bought me a crib, so big it came with a moat. For niggas jump in the fence, I hope you niggas can float. And I just hope that I'm forgiven for caring about how they living and loaning a little money and keeping them out of prison. I ain't lying in my verses, I'm just telling you the basics of growing up with your friends and becoming the one that made it. Yes, Lord, all gold, man, I got these bitches sold. Talking about these other rappers getting noticed, even getting no. Worry about your followers, you need to get your dollars up. Me and me, young niggas popping like our collars up. And good ain't good enough, and your hood ain't hood enough. Spend my whole life putting on, you spend your whole life putting up. Ain't no telling when I go, so there ain't shit that I'ma wait for. I'm the type to say a prayer and then go get what I just pray for, nigga.
Bad bitches in the building, amen. A couple real niggas in the building, amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her way to 50 bottles and she tell me say when, and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. You live on Sunday like a church.
Lord, forgive me for my sin. I'm just tryna win and she a devil in that dress, but if she knock, I let her in. She knock, I let her in. I had her up by 12 o'clock and 3 o'clock. You wet again, I'm screaming, oh Lord. That pussy good, I'm tryna hold on. I wish I could, you think I should. She got that $1 million body. Shorty, my Bugatti. And she said she got a man, we keep a secret, Illuminati.
It's
a rock all in my
bottle.
She was on that reposado.
Man, we back in the asylum. It's your boy L Boogie. ULC G, T Row. Man, call in 347-855-8896 or get at us on www.blogtalkradio.com. Category sports, search box, The Streets is talking. That's DA, because we in the streets, baby. And like in the streets, we like EF Hutton. Everybody listening, man. I see you, T. Man, you know, before we continue, I just want to say our apologies to the world, those who didn't get in the asylum before we had shut down. We made a mistake with setting the time on the show. So we will have this recorded, but, man, we got you on Friday. Sorry about that, world. But, Ro.
Check a bow wow. What's the deal, L Boogie?
You know, we talking money, man. And I was just, you know, looking at my man Bridgewater from over here at Louisville and making sure guys aren't, you know, signing autographs anymore so they won't have stipulations on the money or whatnot. I just, you know, before we, you know, continue and get off into this other stuff, just a big topic. Do you think that these college athletes should get paid?
No question. I mean, we didn't talk about this before, L Boogie, but now that Johnny Manziel has brought it so far to the limelight, you know what I mean? It's time for these guys for these guys to get paid. It doesn't make sense that we not get paid. Yeah, I understand that you go to school on a full ride scholarship, but being a student athlete is no easy task. Well, no matter what sport you play, basketball, football, swim, run track, it doesn't matter. You have to do stuff extra other than just going to class. And some of these coaches, I mean, they don't give a damn about you going to school. I mean, they do, but they're gonna get their time just as well as you're gonna put in your time to do the classwork. You know, we had a coach, Coach Mack, I love you, baby. But man, 4:30 practices? And then if you were there at 4:30, you were late. If you ain't ever tried to go to the club and then try to go to practice at 4 o'clock in the morning when the club shut down at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, man, look here. You gotta have thick skin, man, to be able to be a student athlete. And as much money as the players or the sport brings into the school, you know, definitely, you don't have to pay them much. We're not talking about paying these guys a whole bunch of money, but $200, $100 a week, I mean, that's not bad. give those guys something, because what's going on right now? Signing an autograph, signing my name on a jersey that you bought from the store that has my name and number on it. I sign it, and you give me $150. Oh yeah, I'm going to sign some more jerseys, some more baseball caps. If you're gonna pay me like that, I don't care, $20. I mean, money is money, man. And these college kids nowadays need it. Not every kid, not every student athlete has money to or have the background or the backing for those to send the money to help them get along during the school year. It gets tough every now and again. You know what I mean? So, yeah, why not, man? You got to pay these guys. Unless, if you don't, this is what's going to happen. What you think? Should the guys get paid or should they?
It's called student athlete, bro, and I'm going to be a big advocate of it. I think, no, they should not get paid. Want me to tell you why? Because just think of this. If every kid shouldn't get paid every amount, every kid isn't playing. For an example, if you get Johnny Manziel, they're at an autograph session. Only thing I say about that is when Louisville, you know, I just heard the whole Louisville football program cannot sign autographs. Only thing that I don't like about that is that the guys that will not play a single down in the NFL, you're taking away from them. You're taking away from them being able to sign autographs and them having that experience, even though they won't play a down. So should those guys get paid too? They're not even producing. Yes, they're on the team, and they're getting maybe a $30,000 scholarship a year. They're getting 3 meals a day. Not saying that they don't need more. Not saying that. But you give guys money. Just look at Johnny Manziel for an example. You give guys money, and we know the streets is talking. You don't never know what they'll do with that money, bro.
Turn into a crackhead.
So that's more, you give them more money, that's more money to buy alcohol. That's more money for drunk driving. That's more money to buy weed. That's more money to gamble with. Because we've
L
been
Boogie.
On college campuses.
L Boogie, let me tell you something. That ain't going to stop. Even if you don't pay players, they still going to do that. They doing it regardless of whether or not you getting paid by the NCAA. Even though these guys aren't playing, if 100 guys on one football team, on one NCAA Division I football team, it's 100 football players.
And that's
you
my
mean
point.
To tell me.
And that's my point, Ro. It's 100 guys, but maybe on the 2013 team of Texas A&M, maybe only 4 of them will go pro. So they need to get their college degree. Stop thinking that you're going to make pro. That's why they shouldn't get paid. All of you are not going to the NFL. You're getting paid to go to school for free.
Man, you better watch your tongue. Hey, man, you know, 9 times out of 10, even if you do scholarship, it ain't meant for everybody. School ain't meant for everybody, and we know this. Some guys out there who are self-made millionaires, man, without school. You know what I mean? But if you playing a sport, I'm giving you extra time on top of trying to be the best that I can be. You know, it's not my fault that I wasn't talented enough to beat this guy out to start in this role. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm going through the same thing this dude going through. I'm helping this dude get better every day. If I wasn't at practice, he wouldn't be as good as he was or as good as he going to be. It's because of me and these other 14, 15 dudes who come to the practice every day that come at him and makes this guy great. Now, I understand. Yeah, you're right. It's only going to be 4 or 5 players from the team that's going to go to the league. But at the same time, if those 4 or 5 guys are going out to sign memorabilia for the university, why not pay them? These guys don't have to do this. They're doing it for the love of the game. But then you got boosters and everybody else who want to put you out there because you're the face of the university. So instead of letting these dudes go behind your back and do it, giving up my bowl ring, my orange bowl ring for some tattoos, why not let me pay this dude $100 so he can spend $5 on getting a tattoo that he want and the other $25 on whatever the hell he want to do? I mean, come on, L Boogie, you know what it's like being in college. We're going to do what we got to do anyway without the money. But if you give me $100, at least it's showing me that you appreciate me as much, you know, coming to practice every day. So that's where I'm coming from. Because if you give me $100, I'm going to give you more than what I was giving you when you wasn't giving me $100. I tell you that.
But guess what I'm giving you? I ain't giving you something. And remember this, Ro. We were a student athlete. But before maybe our senior year, we became we was an athlete student. But by the time we became a senior, we became a student athlete. And the only thing that I can say about that is, understand that $100, you getting that with your class. You in classes that cost $400 a piece. You're in classes, when I say a piece, I mean per credit hour. So when you're getting a lot of special things, you're traveling across the country for free. You're on tour like Rick Ross for free. You're just as popular. When you're on that college football bus and you come into town Friday night and before the game Saturday, you're Rick Ross. You're experiencing a lot of things on that college campus more than what money can give you. And yeah, we all wasn't books. We wasn't the word that you said. Everybody is a school material. We wasn't. But college maybe got us to being school material. Because those some things happen. We scribbled through the cracks and got a college degree. And some of those guys, they need to understand that. They're going there thinking they're going to make it to the league and thinking that it's all about the money. And don't forget, your expiration date in the NFL is one hit away, baby. You one hit away.
I know you smell the money.
So when you're like that, I don't know, bro. I don't know if these guys should be getting paid. They'd really go crazy. You talking about wearing Jordans and getting tattoos. They'd be looking like Weezy. Tattoos all on the face. They wouldn't know what to do with the money.
I'll tell you, man. That's just the way of the times now, man. These guys making, the university are making so much money, man, making billions of dollars on each sport. I mean, you don't have to pay them year-round. You just have to pay them during the time that they're playing. That's what I'm saying. If you're dumb enough to go out there and just sit on whatever, then lollygagging with your money, go ahead. But if you're one of those guys who's going to be smart, hold on to your money, not spend it all. You know, you got some guys out there who do the right thing with it. Not everybody just gets the money in their hand and just run and spend it all. You know, you got some guys out there who are pretty smart with it. And I'm just saying, for the season, for those 12, 14 games if you're playing football, for those 35, 40, 45 games that you play in NCAA basketball, however many games you play in baseball, I mean, you got to give some guys something because, I mean, not everybody needs money to get a boost to do what they need to do. You know, we got a lot of guys who are really trying to make it to the next level. But that's what separates those type of players from the other type of players. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying, man. Let's jump into the asylum, man. Let's get some callers on this.
Hold on. Before we jump into the asylum, I got to say one more thing, and then I know the asylum going to go crazy. Before we hop into the asylum, what's up with this guy throwing a banana in San Francisco out in the outfield in Adam Jones's way? He played center field, and a man threw a banana in his direction on the field,
And now they're saying that he said, you know, he threw it on the field in, you know, frustration of how the Giants, you know, playing. Do you buy that before we get into the asylum? Because I want to hear the asylum, you know, their take on it. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, we in the streets and we're going to keep it 100.
L Boogie, I'm gonna say it like this. That was some bullshit that guy did by throwing that banana on the damn baseball field, man. And why in the hell do you have a banana at a baseball game to throw it at the guys in the outfield? The ninjas. And this is just getting out of hand, man. Believe me, when I go to a game, whosoever game I'm going to represent, I'm going to be a fan. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to cheer for the team who I think I was supposed to cheer for. But I'm not going to disrespect any professional player by throwing bananas, water cups, beer bottles, anything on the field to distract the player, because, come on, man, you got to be better than that when you're a fan at any sporting event or any concert. It doesn't matter where you're at. You're grown. I can understand if it was a 7-year-old kid, a 10-year-old kid, you know what I mean? But you're a grown man. And then you're going to have a nerd come on TV and say, you know, you weren't throwing it at Adam Jones from the Baltimore Orioles. You were throwing it on the field because you were upset at the Giants and how they were playing. Man, that is some straight-up bullshit. It's Riley Cooper. It's just too much, L Boogie. And I know that, you know, it ain't going to stop. But this is just getting out of hand, man. You know, this is just truly getting out of hand, man. And why he didn't get thrown out the game, I have no idea. You know, he was able to stay and still cheer his team on. That's just ridiculous, man. And for fans that are out there, if you upset, just leave if your team is playing like boo-boo. Just leave. Your car is sitting out there in the parking lot. You paid $35 to park. So just get in your car and just leave. You should be mad at the parking attendant for charging you $35 to park instead of throwing a banana on the field at a professional game where it's 35 cameras in the baseball field. You don't think, man, L Boogie, that was some bullshit, and I was totally disturbed by that, man, because I'm just happy that Adam Jones, being the athlete that he is or being the person that he is, he just looked and shook his head, man, and he knew that because the banana landed right next to him, man. Do you think that the fan was upset of his team playing poorly, or do you think he was really trying to throw a banana at Adam Jones out?
I'm going to tell you like this, what somebody told me. When you're doing so well and they start throwing stuff at you and talk about you and try to depict you for who you are, that's what you really call hate. And he was hating that Adam Jones was having a great game, and he was in frustration that he didn't have the talent that Adam Jones has. See, when you do stuff like that, you're mad because I do it better than you. And like I keep saying all along, that's why this show is called The Streets Is Talking, because we're going to keep it real and keep it 100. See what I mean? Some people might keep it discreet, and that's what this racism thing is. With the media and the sophistication of how you play it, that's how they try to play the racism. They throw us a bone. They gave us a black president. But we know in the streets what's really happening. I'm very disappointed, not surprised, but I
right.
want to see what's going to happen with the you know, whatever the verdict is going to come down, the punishment on that man. Because who knows, man, it could have hit him, could have did anything. So for you to throw things on the field, period, but a banana is like a subliminal message, which I'm not fond of. And we need to go, like my man said in Paid in Full, when Mitch Little Soldier got robbed. And he came back and he said, yo, where you need to go find that man. You need to go find that man and bring him back to me. And that's what they need to do with the guy who did that. Bring him back and see what's good. But, you know, it's all over the, you know, and I hate that it's still out there, but it is what it is. And we got to keep on pushing. So, yeah, Ro, I just want to hear that, your opinion on that before we get into the asylum and let the people in the asylum, you know, get a take. So go ahead, Ro. Who you got? DJ Steph, the producer of the show, by the way. Who you got coming in first?
Oh, man, I think we got somebody called T coming out of straight out of Cleveland. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
T, what's the deal, baby girl? How you feel this evening?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Man, streets are talking. We always doing good. We out here in the land of the heat, 102 degrees. The streets are talking. We standing out here on the block. Police everywhere trying to shut us down this evening. And, you know, I'm pretty sure you've been listening to the show. And, you know, me and L Boogie were just, you know, talking about the banana being thrown towards an African-American athlete from a San Francisco Giants fan. It's baseball we're talking. And, you know, we're upset with the disrespect that the African-American athletes are getting nowadays from not just only players associated with the game, but also fans that we're seeing now. What's your take on the situation?
Well, I believe that they should go ahead and receive money. It's very hard being a college student, whether you're an athlete or not. So if you want to get the perks, go ahead and get the perks.
How much does a student athlete get paid?
I don't know. It should be a reasonable amount. I don't think that the people who don't play, the people who don't play should get as much.
$100 a month.
I would. Maybe a monthly thing. I don't know if it'll be $100 a month. It's expensive not being in college. It's even more expensive trying to be in college than not having no job.
Preach. I feel you.
So,
I feel you on that.
I was in college. I had two jobs. I wasn't an athlete,
you had
but
two
it was
jobs.
Too hard.
Yeah, and even for like we were speaking of too, you had to work to get your money. You know what I mean? Instead of the student athlete working, they're actually practicing, which is something like work. And that's what I'm
they
trying to explain
work.
To my host.
Them exactly. Playing still work.
Right. Even if you do not play, you're still out there for 2.5, 3 hours or however long the coaches want you to be in their presence. And you have to give them all you got. It's just like job. And for those student athletes who can't get paid, it kind of, I mean, like I mentioned earlier, it's not an incentive for you to go to practice or an incentive for you to go to school, but it does help.
Most definitely, especially if you don't have no family backup.
Something
is better than nothing.
Anything, but L Boogie don't believe me when I tell him that. He believes that education is the most important, and I believe him on that. Education is the most important thing.
Education is important, although most colleges, athletes really don't do too much. Everybody know that. They pay their little girlfriends or whatever to do their homework for them. You know, especially if they in the top.
I didn't want to have to say that.
Especially if they're a top player, they ain't doing no work.
Hold on. You can't be giving away our secrets now. Hold on.
Hey, we got a female perspective on this one, L Boogie.
Right. Hey, we know that, you know, but I'm just thinking that they're getting paid. They get 3 meals a day. They travel all over the country for free.
and they can use something after football, basketball, after they leave their college degree to propel them to do something else. Use it for what it's worth. Don't just let them use you. Because just think, if you get a concussion or you get concussed, there's guys right now that I looked it up. He got concussed. He doesn't play football anymore for Rutgers. He's getting a disability check and doesn't have anything else to fall back on. He's getting a disability check from being concussed in college, can't play in the league, and don't have anything else.
But that's where some of them most of them fall short at. They don't realize that you still have to go to get your education and get that degree because it's not a guarantee that you're going to make it. So then what you going to do? Come home and work at Burger King or Champs or something where you ain't making no money and out here making babies and no job, no education? Then you end up at community college doing what? Nothing.
Exactly. Doing what? Same thing you was doing 4 years ago when you tried to make the plan work. You know what I'm saying? I feel you on it, T. T, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Cleveland.
Cleveland, the town. That's what I'm talking about. That's what's up, baby girl. Well, you know, usually L, you know, tells our callers, you know, this little saying. I don't know if you've ever heard it before or not, but L Boogie, hit it with
it. I have. I'm D-Mac girl.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Bob.
So he didn't told it. Oh, there we go.
There we go. D-Mac doing his job.
No
D-Mac,
doubt.
You get a T-shirt on the house, baby.
So before we let you go, what about your brownies?
Boo!
Oh,
she is not a Cubs fan. We can see that right now.
Oh,
she went Cincinnati.
D-Mac ain't happy about that. I'm a
I know,
fan.
I already know. Oh man, we didn't cause some friction for the night. Somebody's sleeping on the couch.
Yeah, we don't want D-Mac to get in trouble for that one. You know what I mean? We're going to keep it light on that one.
Man, we appreciate y'all calling in, man, and make sure you tell some of your colleagues at the job, man. Tell them the streets is talking. And when we talking, everybody listen.
I will.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate the love. Yeah, L Boogie, that's what I'm talking about. D-Mac out there getting his hustle game on for us. You know what I'm saying? Street D-Mac. Much love, baby.
Oh, man. He know on Sunday she had, well, the stipulations of being married is you got to let me watch the Browns on Sunday. just like the stipulation in your house, you got to let me watch the Cowboys on Sunday.
Hey, man, back up. The stars are coming on. But, yeah, got to have it on the big screen.
Man. We're going to get back into the asylum when we come back from the commercial. Man, Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. Sorry about the technical difficulties to our late callers. But, man, we're going to make it up to you. Your boy T-Row, L Boogie, Jewel the G. When we get back, we're going to holler at some more callers. In the inside of the streets is talking.
I spend racks all on my bitch. Look at these racks all on my check. Nigga, I'm racked up and I'm racked out. Yeah. Fuck a bitch, she tap out. Yeah. Fuck a bitch and I pass out. In my pockets on J-Stack houses. I ball hard, I'm swagged out. Woo. All black made backs out. Woo. Y'all niggas just bitch shit and I lit the shit that I rap about. Cause these racks came from my crack house. Yeah. Dirty money like Diddy. Hammers niggas ain't never seen. Got 30 off in that 50. Now tell them hoes that I'm busy. Tell them hoes that I'm ballin'. I done fuckin' ain't answer once. Now why this hoe keep callin'? Y'all niggas be fraudin'. Actin' like y'all got it. That shit you call your stash, nigga. That's racked off in my pocket.
Racked up, shorty. Racked up, shorty. All these bitches call me. Racked up, shorty. Racked up, shorty.
Yeah.
Racked up, shorty. And all these bitches call me. Racked up, shorty.
My My shoes cost me a rack. My outfit off the rack. My presidential rolling. I'm calling that Barack shit. Damn, I'm in Barack shit. Too much to rock. Won't catch me in that passenger. That's word of pop.
Damn.
That's word of big.
Damn.
Rest in peace to the legends.
Yeah.
We kill niggas for acting.
What?
Rest in peace to them legends.
Yeah.
Catch me in that accent. I'm what's up, fuck asking. They talk behind my bitch back. They must have seen her ass in. From H-Town like the Astros. Score call her ass in. Pop pills, no aspirin. Like a ski slope in Aspen. It's going down, going down. No, I brought my ski rack.
Yeah.
Niggas know my flow cold, so I'm ride, I ski tracks, I'm
racked up, shawty,
yeah.
Racked up, shawty,
yeah.
All these bitches call me racked up, shawty, racked up, shawty, racked
more
up, shawty,
family,
all these bitches call me racked up, shawty.
Racked up, I'm racked out, black Ferrari, blacked out, black Friday, black Mac, poppin' spades, black Jack, bitch, I'm hot as fish grease, made 250 this week, baddest bitch, all in, ballin' bitch, ball center, fat can't sit straight. Born a light grip, Blake chain blue and white. Penn State, touring off a mixtape. Racked up, shouted. Chain bout fought it. Came in with one bitch, left out with four. Shot my homie Meek Mill. Shot my homie Fabo. Know the crib a couple mil. And I ain't trying to brag, ho. That coke boy that made back. That bad boy that stay strapped. That go fuck that made back. Baddest hoe, say that's that.
Racked up, shouted. All these bitches call me racked up shawty, racked up shawty, racked up shawty, and all these bitches call me racked up shawty.
Woo! We back in the asylum. Let that play out, man. DJ Steph produced the show. Man, T-Roll, Jewel, the G, I'm your host, L Boogie. Oh, man. We do it raw, man. Cut the streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Every Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Oh! Man, we hotter than Phoenix, baby. And that's where we located, so you already know. And before we get to our, you know, end the show, our last caller. A-Rod, straight gangster.
Ooh, wait.
Straight gangster, the only man I know that could get suspended 211 games and finish the season. He said, I ain't disputing the 211 games. I ain't disputing being suspended. I'm appealing my sentence. He hit his first home run yesterday, bro. He's looking comfortable. He's 5-for-19. He can affect some pennant races. A win here, a win there can hurt the Rays, hurt Boston, can hurt anybody. They got 43 games left. Half of them is against pennant race teams. They're upset. Some guys are upset that those guys, that he's, you know, still playing. And then you got guys who are coming back from suspension like Johnny Peralta, Nelson Cruz. They'll be eligible to be on the playoff roster. But I think those teams, Detroit and Texas respectively, is going to shake those guys. Won't have nothing to do with them. You use drugs, like in the movie Goodfellas. Now I have to turn my back on you. Remember what Paulie told Henry Hill? Take this money, then I might have to turn my back on you.
Gotta hit the road. Get the two-step off.
So he's not going to lose $34 million this year. He might lose. So this is what he's doing. Saving those pennies in the penny jar. Everything is being comped now. He's saving all the money. He ain't paying nothing but alimony and bills. He's going to save some ends. Any meal he can get for free, he's eating it. Streets is talking. Trust me, baby.
I just don't understand, Boogie, how this guy is. I understand why he's appealing, but how is he the only one appealing, but yet he's the only one to play during the appeal? That's crazy. I understand that the other guys want to hurry up and get their suspension done and out the way, you know, so that way they can, you know, be ready for the postseason if their team makes it to the postseason. But, man, this dude is just doing it nonchalantly. And if ain't a gangster pimp, I don't know what to call him. This dude right here is, I don't know. Why can't baseball decide how to get this guy out of the league? Well, I'm not going to say they want to get him out of the league, but I'm just saying he's supposed to be sitting down collecting $28 million. But out of all the players on that list, he's the only one that's still playing. How is that possible? Now, let me ask you this, L Boogie. Are the other guys who got suspended, they suspended without pay, right?
Yes, they are.
So how is this dude going to make $28 million and only play, what, 2 months?
Right. So with him appealing, he still can make that money, and he doesn't have to give it back if he loses the appeal. Only thing that he will lose is a year's salary next year. Because trust and believe, when you're making over that much money, you gangster. So they're going to pay. It's just like the streets, man. If you got a lot of money, you pay for some time. You know how the streets go. When you go,
yeah.
And see, I might be telling too much. I might be giving away some of this game, so I'm going to keep some of it to myself. But you know when you go in and you got a big-time lawyer and you got some money, you can pay for a little bit. You're going to go to jail.
Right.
But some of that time going to get reduced because of that money.
Yeah. And, you know, he just – and it just – he looked like he's lost. Not really lost out there. I'm going to give it to him. He hit a home run against Verlander. You know, that wasn't no punk hitting a home run against Justin Verlander because Verlander is not the type of pitcher that's going to, you know, try to pitch around you. He's going to bring it right to you. So big ups to A-Rod for hitting that home run against a quality top pitcher. But he doesn't look like A-Rod, man. He needs them roids in his ass. That's what he needs. Because it ain't working for him right now, man. The way he's looking. Man, I'm telling you, man. You can tell.
But he was juiced.
He had that fire in it. Now that he ain't got that juice, he just looks so lost, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, I don't know, man. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for my dude, man. I'm glad that they let him play. I thought he was only going to get one, two games in. But they actually letting him play the season out. You know, I don't think he's going to win the appeal. Like you say, he's going to try to stack as much bread as he can until the season ends. And then, you know, be prepared to miss out on that salary next season. So, just amazing that he's the only guy that's still playing. I can't get past that, L Boogie. It's amazing. Yeah, his name was on the top of the list. Ryan Braun was number two. You know what I mean? And it's just the way that everything is filtered out. I just really don't get baseball, man. I don't understand baseball at all. I know it's America's game, but Celik, man, you got me confused on this one.
See, the thing about it, Ro, is that he's not upset about being suspended. He know he did wrong, but he just wants the games to be minimized, I should say, maybe to about 100, you know. But like I said, this is maybe his second or third time, so Bud Selig is very upset. He wants to try to make an example out of him, but we know the baseball game is corrupt. Remember, they had the 8-out. Remember back in the day, the Black Sox, when they fixed the games. So we know that baseball is corrupt in some type of way, whether it be that or the steroids. It's tough. It's real tough. And you know, and the thing about it with my man A-Rod, too, is while they're getting upset, I bet you the TV ratings went up while you were upset that he's playing.
Yeah, in New York, I believe so. I believe that. It's a lot of It's a lot of true Yankee followers and a lot of true A-Rod followers still out there, even though, you know, his name is out there in the streets. But A-Rod got a lot of followers. I would say that.
Man, and like I said, you know, controversy sells. If it's not controversy, it's not on SportsCenter. Just when you think it ain't nothing to watch, bam, something pop up.
All the time.
That's the
streets,
baby.
So, man, before we end the night off, end the show off, let's get our most definitely our big brother in, man. Is he in the asylum, producer? T-Nick from the Sports Officials, man. You know they all the way official. They ain't artificial. They official.
We not artificial. We official. The streets is talking. What's really happening? So what's up with it?
T-Nick, what's
up,
baby?
Hold on. This the OG scorekeeper?
This OG, baby.
Oh, Jibble.
This OG scorekeeper, what's really happening?
Man,
OG
scorekeeper.
Yeah.
Give me your thoughts, man. Tell me what you think about the show tonight. Give me, run it all the way down the line. We got some time. Go ahead. Tell me what you think on all the topics tonight, OG. Blow your whistle.
Oh, man, I was just listening to you talking about getting paid, college athletes, things like that. And, you know, L, you know, you play sports, you know what I'm saying? So, maybe they should give them guys an allowance or something. You know what I'm saying? Because think about this. The parents should really get something because from the time you start playing sports, organized sports, all the way up in the time, you finish high school, think about all the money and the time and everything a parent has to spend just to keep this child involved in the activity that they want to be involved in. So in that instance, the parents should be compensated just for that as soon as they go to school. So when they go to school, they're signing over their athletic ability, right? They're signing over their talent to the school for the school to be able to use it for whatever they're using it for, right?
Right.
So how could you be mad at them for getting paid for something that's free, which is an autograph? If somebody wants to pay them for something that's free, how could they not be able to get paid for an autograph? So you're kind of telling them to sign their name over too. You know what I'm saying? Like, how could they not get paid for something that's free? Like, if somebody wants to give you some money for an autograph, man, you better get that couple dollars because someone will sign you an autograph for free. You know, you can go get
autograph
for free. Right. So,
and then you never know. And you never know that item could sell for 10 times as much as you got paid for it. Let's say you get paid $75 for the autograph.
Right.
And then he turn around, take it to an auctioner, and get paid $7,500 for this autograph. Come on, man. You should have took the El Boogie. They got to get paid,
signing,
man.
So that's signing your name over. It's good enough
you
giving your athletic ability over, but you want them to sign their name over, too? You know what I'm saying? They got to be able to get something just on the strip. And then in Johnny Manziel's case, I mean, you say you shouldn't pay them. Okay, what if their parents got money then? Because in his case, his parents got money. You know what I'm saying? His parents got coins. They got long bread. So it's like, if your parents got money, you know what I'm saying? What can you say about that then? Because he's still getting in trouble and things like that. But he didn't get paid by nobody. His parents got the money. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's my point exactly. He gets money anyway. So you give the other kids some money. Right, so my point is, you give kids
some money. You give it to the parents.
You
give it to the parents and let the parents distribute it. Because the parents
come
is the
on,
one that
come on,
who been sucking.
Oh, geez.
From the time you've been playing sports all the way up until you get to college, who been paying for you to play?
Your parent invested.
Who been paying?
You know what they should get these kids? You know what they should give them, OG? They should just give them all a food stamp card.
Well, how about the food stamp?
That's
card
all
first?
They need is a food stamp card, and they cool.
Because you got to, you just got to look at it, man. It can go either way, man. Because I know, for example, your child, if your child was a highly recruited athlete and you had opportunity and you was talking to these schools and things of that sort, what are, and you being, you having an agent mentality that you have, what are you going to be saying to these schools?
Pay me.
If you pay me.
Right. As a parent, you're going to be one. As a parent, you're going to want your $100,000. They can't do nothing to the parents, remember? You can't do nothing to the parent. They only can do something to the school and to that child for playing. If the child gets some money, they can't do nothing to the parent. Dickerson, they didn't do nothing to Eric Dickerson's grandmother for taking that gold Trans Am.
Corvette. Right, they know how to sweep the paperwork. They know how to launder it. I understand. They know how to launder it. Right.
So the parents can't get in trouble. So it's just a lot to go with it, man, because they're making so much money off these guys. And like you said, education is very important, man. But you go to college to get the best career possible. You know what I'm saying? If you can go to college and stay a half a year and end up going to the pros, you're going to the pros. That's the best career possible right now. You know what I'm saying? So
and
you
I'll
go to college to get the best career possible. You can still go to school while you're in the NFL. You know what I'm saying? You can still get your education.
Right.
You know, your education don't stop. Because after you finish playing sports, your life really is just starting. So go to school when you finish playing. Your life just starting at 40 anyway. You know, we 40, we know that now. Life just be starting at 40 anyway. So go to school when you finish playing. So it can go either way, man. It's just like you say, one of your favorite saying, man, the money. You know what I'm saying?
It's
that
money,
man. It's that money, man. You know that money, man. That money talk, man, in every instance, in every form, in every aspect, in every business. I mean, whatever the case may be, man. It's all about that Miyamo, man. You already know that.
El De Niro.
Let me ask you this, OG. The sniper has been out since the week one of the NFL the preseason.
Oh yeah,
man.
Yeah. I wanted to touch on that too. Football is crazy, you know, and for whoever didn't play football, and if you just pay attention, think about it though. Them guys that don't make the playoffs, they don't see a field, man, again on the real game atmosphere for like 8 months, 7 or 8 months.
Right.
You can work out and do all that stuff all you want to, but real game field, the timing and the refs and just everything, they don't see that again till August if their season is over and they don't make the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? That's like, what, seven, 8 months?
Yeah.
I mean,
the season is over at the end of December.
Yeah, so it's hard to get back on that field like that, man. Yes, there's going to be some injuries, man, so you have to kind of let them hit, you know what I'm saying? Get back used to hitting, you know what I'm saying? And if you seem like they don't hit a lot at them practices and training camps, everybody don't be hitting, you know what I'm saying? They do the Oklahoma, you know what I'm saying? But they might do that once out of the training camp, you know what I'm saying? They don't just crunching and crunching all the time, and then certain people don't even get touched at all. You know that. Certain kids don't even never get touched. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they kind of
get fined.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of tripped out because you don't play no football for like 7 months. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of hard, man.